Guys, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this bonus episode of the Auctioneers Podcast. And this bonus episode is about the Trade Skill Master add-on. Recently, we got the beta release, and soon we will get the public release. And yeah, we cannot wait because we have a special interview today, right, Zensible?
Yeah, we do. We have a person that some of you may have heard of if you're really interested in the background of what TSM is as an add-on and how it's been upgraded throughout the years.
Yeah. Trade Skill Master, it has been released, if I'm correct here, 2010 in October 16th. It has a total of downloads of 32.4 million. That's just...
I mean, it's an insane number.
For most people don't even have that much in gold. And it's that number is still growing and still keep updating and evolved. So, guys, we have the lead developer here. And let's give it all a warm applause. Say hello to Seppu.
Yay!
All right, let me hit the pause button. There we go. So I can sign this then whenever I want. So, perfect.
It's great to be Seppu here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, finally, we get to hear your voice because I heard a couple of times your voice because you're not a lot in the media, like not a lot stream. You did a couple of streams. We heard you once on Discord, but you're more a person on the background, if I'm correct?
Yeah, I have streams sometimes, you know, just to hang out with people working on TSM, talking about TSM, that sort of thing. But generally, I stick to just sort of running things in the background and working on the add-on itself.
Okay, yeah, I think you should do it again, the stream. I once joined your stream and I liked it a lot, so if you want to do it in the future, I would say do it. People are always interested in these kind of things.
Yeah, definitely.
First of all, I'm assuming you played the Rogue a lot, because Seb, you, was what made me think that name was like, okay, he must have played a Rogue.
Yeah, that is actually where the name came from. Perfect. I did play a Rogue mainly in Wrath, I guess. Early in Burning Crusade, which is really when I started playing, I played a shaman though with a different name. But Sappy was my first alt, and that's sort of the name that stuck, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, everybody knows you now from Trade Skill Master, and of course the Trade Skill Master Discord, everybody knows Sappy. Let's first start with the first question, basically. How did you start with Trade Skill Master, and why did you start with it?
Yeah, so I think I don't remember if it was like the end of Burning Crusade or the beginning of Wrath, but MMO Champion put out this really great guide on making gold, which is, I think, really what sort of kicked off gold making as like a community in the game and as a thing, especially for me. So I really got into that, used this add-on called Quick Auctions, when was that? There was some major patch. I think it was the start of Wrath. Maybe it was the start of Wrath, the like pre-patch for Wrath, where Blizzard basically made it so that you have to click to post every auction. Like before that, you could just have add-ons post everything for you. And Quick Auctions was like great in sort of quickly posting everything. So at that point, the author of Quick Auctions at that point decided that he wasn't really interested in maintaining it. So there was sort of two forks that came from that. I had actually played around with it a lot, sort of including looking through the code at the time, because I had an add-on called Scroll Master, which, you know, just for those who aren't aware, Quick Auctions was basically everything that like the auctioning and some of the crafting part of TSM is now. Like it let you queue up things to craft, but it didn't support enchanting at all. So, you know, in Wrath, they added Vellums that you could actually sell your enchants, and Quick Auctions didn't support that. So I created this add-on called Scroll Master, which basically worked alongside Quick Auctions and added enchanting support. So at the point that Quick Auctions sort of, you know, the author of that sort of abandoned it, I took it over as one of those two forks called Auction Profit Master. And then over the next, I guess it was like 6 months, year, you know, work to basically combine what I had built with Scroll Master with Auction Profit Master, add on a bunch of other stuff like shopping and all the stuff that you know about TSM today, and like release that as this new TradeSQL Master add-on.
I heard something about an Excel sheet you used before. Something I heard a story from Gumdrops from that. You started also with an Excel sheet, or is that something I and no, it's wrong?
Yeah, I didn't really get a whole lot into sort of the like Excel sheets. My early goal making was mainly doing the shuffle, so like crafting greens to, or like prospecting ore, and then crafting gear and disenchanting it. And honestly, it started out just because like I was in a raiding guild at the time, and we just needed a ton of enchanting mats and potions and everything. So I was just had a lot of interest in, you know, doing that shuffle and basically making gold for the guild so that we could afford all those things. So that's really where my sort of gold making got started.
Okay. A follow-up question about it. Nicabella from Reddit asked, asked already the question what sparked you to make TSM. But the follow-up question about that is, do you think TSM has turned out to be a good or bad thing in-game for the economy and for the auction house meta?
I mean, I think in general, I would say that the short answer is I think it's a good thing because, add-ons exist and Blizzard intentionally added the ability to create add-ons for the sole purpose of making it, you know, the game more enjoyable to more people. So people who are playing the game in maybe different ways than Blizzard, you know, is directly focused on, they want to sort of enable that, and add-ons fill all those gaps in allowing those experiences. Mm-hmm. So I think from that perspective, you know, TSM is only beneficial to the game because it helps people who enjoy making gold or enjoy, you know, playing the auction house or whatever you want to call it. It helps those people, you know, get more into the actual strategizing of it and worry less about the sort of mechanics of like calculating the price of everything and having to maintain these huge spreadsheets and everything.
Okay.
We have another question from Reddit here coming from Visus. I think that's how we pronounce that name. Are they planning on adding more themes or changing the look of TSM at some point? So like going away from kind of the way that you can change the Blizzard UI to another thing, like kind of making it your own?
Yeah, I think, in 4.10, we added the ability to like change the color scheme, which was sort of a big step towards that, and it's pretty fun to see like people who come into Discord and post screenshots having, you know, using the different themes and stuff.
Yeah.
And like during the beta for 4.10, we were collecting a lot of seeing which themes people were actually using and seeing which ones they weren't. Like I think the Orgrimmar theme got very little love compared to like the Dalaran theme. I think it's probably the second most popular behind the default, of course.
Yeah, but it's still cool to see.
Yeah, definitely. So, I think with 4.11, we're allowing people to customize that even more. So you can basically set the color scheme to whatever you want. Obviously, there's going to be plenty of color schemes that look totally terrible and are totally unusable.
Yes, yes, I did one.
I mean, I saw a screenshot of what Jack sent me. I was like, is that a Christmas tree? I was like, that's an awful combination of colors.
I try my best.
Yeah.
A follow-up question on that is from Dirty Herbie, also from Reddit. I would love, or it's not a question, it's more a suggestion. And his suggestion is, I would love if TSM had a use class color option in it. So when you lock on a class, like a paladin, you get like a sort of a pink style color theme TSM, or if you go like a warrior, you get more like a brown red color theme. Is that something maybe you can think of that we can see later in TSM, or is it something you think, yeah, we want to keep it simple and not complicate these kind of things?
Yeah, no, definitely that's something that I think would be pretty cool. I mean, there's definitely a lot of really interesting things you could do with basically having different color schemes on different characters. You know, it's like if you have one character that is responsible for selling all your pets, for example, and you have a specific color scheme from that, then like immediately when you log in, you know what character you're on, right? And it's like visual representation of that.
Seb, you don't make me too excited, man. If I hear these things, I get so excited. I'm like, oh, wow, yeah. I want a color for my flipper so I know who my flipper is. And
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. And like, those sorts of things, I think, would definitely be awesome. I mean, I think...
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I have a follow-up question on that as well.
Yeah.
One quick 2595, also from Reddit. Wouldn't it be cool to designate a character on your account as your main, like a main alchemist and a main engineer? So when you are crafting, that he doesn't pick all the other crafters or engineers. Like, normally we have now the possibility to get multiple professions but separate them. Like we have a Thrasmute alchemist and an Elixir Master alchemist. Would that be possible in the future that like we can say, okay, this is my Thrasmute alchemist. So every time I want to do a Thrasmute, he only will pick that character. Is that possible?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really interesting area. And I think that's something where like TSM doesn't do a good job right now is, you know, we let you set up operations and like configure everything to be exactly like you want, but there's not really a sense of like actually building a flow of like alt management and sort of inventory management into TSM. It's more of like, you know, trying to fit all these operations to match what you want. It's like very, TSM is very sort of unopinionated in, you know, there's no difference between character A and character B as far as TSM is concerned. So I think there is a lot of benefit of it being more sort of opinionated or like telling it more about what you actually use characters for and saying like, hey, this is my rating character and I want to make sure that I have it stocked with potions and flasks and stuff for raids. Like that sort of information, if TSM could better leverage that to like help you, you know, maybe before your raid on the Tuesday night or something, there's like a task list item that says, hey, mail potions from your banker to your main, you know, thing I think would be really cool. And that's definitely, that sort of inventory management and sort of alt management is definitely an area that I would like to explore a lot more in the future in TSM. And I think we could do a lot better job of.
Yeah, that's also, they deserve some cheering this.
Okay, the soundboard again. I think it'd be very cool to have some like default operation groups, whatever it is to have for your like specific characters to do different segments of the game. I definitely think that would be awesome.
Well, you can actually always already do that, like make a profile for
a character. Yeah, of course. But like already having it there would maybe make it more, I guess, accessible for newer users, right? And get them started on figuring out how it works on a smaller scale.
By the way, checking those numbers out, 32.4, almost 5 million downloads. Yeah. Would you have ever imagined that you have these numbers? Like, would your Adam be so huge in this community?
No, that's pretty crazy.
You never expected.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been like, it's been a long time, so it's hard to sort of compare my thought process now with back then. But, I mean, really, when I started making, like, Scroll Master and then started working on Auction Profit Master, it was really because I was using the add-on and it was like something that I wanted to make. And like, I put it out there as, hey, this might be useful for someone else. And now it's like grown into this like huge thing. And, you know, there's parts of the add-on that I don't personally use or necessarily find useful.
Tell us. No, we want to know.
Yep.
Tell us.
Well, like I don't do a lot of stuff across multiple characters. So like, I don't use mailing that often, for example. I don't really use mailing operations. I also don't play the game a lot. So I don't have, you know, when I play the game, I'm just doing a little bit of gold making on maybe one character. And I haven't really done that recently. But yeah, so I mainly like the crafting and auctioning is, I guess, what I have traditionally used when I'm, you know, fully using the add-on. But I still think there are other things in the add-on that are cool. And like, that doesn't mean that we totally ignore mailing, and I guess warehousing is probably one that gets a little less love because, you know, it's not something that a lot of people are actively using and like posting about. And, you know, it's sort of a secondary feature, I would say, and as far as how people are actually using the add-on. No one downloads TSM to use the warehousing feature, right?
I think that's going to change sooner or later. And you know why? I think because we are seeing an increase of people getting multiple accounts. And they're going to use it for a banker. And so I think that third party, what you call still third party solution, like the mailing, I think that's going to be sooner or later a primary function in it. Because we're, what I'm seeing is more people asking about how do I set up a second account. And I already know that, okay, that guy's going to use for a banker, for a somebody that can camp or going to snipe the auction house. And he wants to have that mailing system automated. So I think that will change sooner or later in that perspective. But
yeah, and that sort of ties back to what I was saying earlier. Is like, I think there's a lot that we could do around inventory management in general that would make it a lot more useful. And it's definitely something I want to see us do. So yeah, hopefully, you know, those two things will line up with people getting a lot more value out of it and us, you know, really delivering something more sort of cohesive, I would say.
Awesome. But by the way, I think we could do a couple of shout outs maybe to the team of TSM. Because they've been working a lot as well on the add-on and in the background. I think Gamdos, first of all, he's doing a lot. He's busy with everything, answering questions just like you and all the other guys. Sick, Resign,
yes.
Muffin, yeah. Butch, Magurukun. Am I forgetting names?
Yeah, so we actually have 10 people on the team now. I
Holy
don't know
cow.
That all of them are super active
two
in Discord.
Digits.
Okay, who are we missing?
Let's see. We've got Heggers, who does all of our sort of design, so all the UI, UX stuff. Who else are we missing? We recently added Agent Zero to our team, who is working on a new version of our desktop application, as well as Butch Monkey, who also sometimes is... I think he's active in Discord, or at least he's marked as active, but he doesn't really participate much. But you know, we have a bunch of people sort of working behind the scenes on different projects. I think we have probably four major projects going on right now. But yeah, Gumdrops is definitely crushing it as far as the supporting people in Discord and you know managing Reddit and Twitter and all those things.
Are you, by the way, at the moment still hiring people or looking for certain people that have skills or talents?
Currently, we're not hiring. But, you know, when we are, we definitely will usually post that on Reddit or our Twitter. So look out there if you're interested in joining the team. In general, I think the way I look at it is, you know, we're all sort of working on it very sort of part-time. So really... the things that like everyone on the team has in common is, well, we all just really enjoy working on TSM, and it's like a great sort of side project for all of us that is used, obviously, as you said, by a lot of people and lets us like try things that we wouldn't necessarily be able to try in our day jobs. You know, it's a much different thing to work on TSM where, you know, if we don't ship a feature in a month, the company's not going to go out of business, or it's, you know, we don't have to like report to shareholders or anything. It's just a fun project that we enjoy working
on. Not yet.
Just wait. It's going to become one of the biggest boosting communities. it's crazy. It's still having 10 people working on an add-on is like
I can think of any
insane.
Add-on. Can you think of any add-on that has so many people that work for it? Week Hours, maybe?
Yeah, Week Hours is pretty big, and like LVI.
Yeah, I don't even know, but it's still cool. It's insane that it's even a possibility for people. I think it's awesome.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's actually, it flows well into another question we have from Reddit from Prancy. I think that's Prancy, maybe? I'm not sure. How are you supposed to pronounce that name? I hope I didn't butcher it. It says, how have you kept yourself motivated to continue developing TSM all these years? Is it frustrating to deal with Blizzard's questionable decisions and lack of communication?
I'll answer the first part of that first, yeah. I guess. I think in general for me, it's like just trying new things. I mean, TSM is such a big project at this point. Like there's the add-on, which is one thing. But actually, of the 10 people working on TSM, it's really just me and Recyc that are actually contributing add-on code. So we have, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff going on behind the scenes. You know, a lot of things that are sort of longer term in projects like this new desktop application that I alluded to. And like all the pricing infrastructure that we have in place to generate AuctionDB prices and deliver them through the app to people. That's like a huge project, I think. I mean, that's probably the most expensive thing we do. But there's, you know, a lot of work that goes on sort of behind the scenes in addition to just the add-on. And I guess the advantage I have as far as being the one in charge is I can sort of pick exactly what I want to work on at any given time. So I jump around a lot. I've been working a lot on some of our new backend stuff, particularly, I guess, the most sort of visible thing that I contributed to on that side was bringing sale prices to Classic. That's something that we added pretty recently. So that involved, you know, making sure that we were getting the data, the sale data from TSM users that we use to generate those prices and getting those all sort of into our data pipeline, I guess you could say. So for me, it's really just working on different things. Like, obviously, I've learned a ton and gained a ton, like, in my professional career from working on TSM and, like, managing the team and just, you know, building the project, I guess you could say. So that's been really rewarding to me.
And I wonder you have no time to play the game anymore.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Is it frustrating to deal with Blizzard's questionable decisions and lack of communication when that happens?
Yeah, I think it's like, I mean, there's definitely a lot that they can improve in. I've been pretty open on Twitter, especially, yeah, and just on Reddit and stuff, that like they, I think, I don't know what the best way to phrase this is, but I think it's like, it's clear that they, and they as like an abstract thing here, like I wouldn't know one person that I would necessarily blame for this, but I don't know that they really...
Sorry, I got something in front. Go ahead.
I don't know that they necessarily like view people who make gold primarily as like a use case that they are super excited to support, although I've heard sort of conflicting information on that from different people. So that may or may not be the case, but they're definitely acting like that's the case, I would say. So it's definitely frustrating in like that they are just totally unresponsive in actually fixing things when things go wrong in a way that would be beneficial to that category of players, which,
yeah,
you know, obviously it's not a small minority, right?
And we're talking about, I think, mostly about the throttle, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that went like on like a snap, and everybody was like, okay, what's going on? Is there a bug? Is there problems with the server?
Yeah, and people still ask questions relating to it, like, is it bugged? Is it not working? Is there, like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
and that just tells, that just shows the bad part about what that change actually does to the game, which is... I don't know. It's it's problematic. I was definitely also, when it first came out, I was not happy. I was definitely not happy.
Yeah, and but I think there's like
an interesting one.
You know, if they had sort of the I would say managerial willpower, they could definitely fix it and make a lot of improvements pretty easily. So it's really just a, like, you know, it's not an engineer who can't fix a bug. It's really a like policy thing of like
they don't want to put enough resources in it.
Right.
It's probably not worth fixing on a larger scale at the moment until enough people complain. It's sad, really, but you know, we do what we can, I guess.
What's your point of view, Seppu? How would you fix it? Because I know you wrote about it, but not everybody knows about it. Can you sum up how would you fix the problem with the auction house?
I mean, I think, well, first of all, like, I don't have the data that they have on what the actual issue is, and like they haven't really shared that, you know, every time they make a public post about it. And like, this is not necessarily, I'm not necessarily blaming the community manager who's been making these posts, but like their public communication on this has been totally all over the place. And in some cases, like contradictory to what they have said before. So it's really hard to know exactly what the issues they're having are, but from what I've gathered talking with So shortly after 8.3, you know, I did have a very productive relationship with some of their engineers who were working on the new auction house, and like we were able to make a lot of really great progress in making sure that TSM specifically and just in general auction house add-ons would work well with the new system and not sort of overload it, and you know, figure out a lot of sort of the initial bugs that were going on. But there were some things that they could definitely improve on, as far as, you know, making it easier for add-ons to request data in bulk or like with more specific filters. For example, say you're going to post some transmog. Like if you're posting transmog, you don't really care about the level. You're mainly mm-hmm. posting it because you want to yep. see all items that like match that base item, not necessarily split out by individual level. So right now, like in the retail auction house, that's like 10 different queries we have to make, you know, because there's like maybe 10 different levels or 5 different levels, and we have to like dig down through all that data, which is sort of, you know, it's obvious that their APIs or that how the add-on interacts with the auction house is not really designed for how add-ons are using it. It's really strictly designed for the default UI. So there are lots of improvements they could make to better design it or better sort of enable add-ons to make more efficient use of the APIs, but they really haven't shown any willingness to do that, unfortunately.
Yeah, let's hope they will do it in the future. But yeah, I think there's a possibility of increasing, because it's a commercial company, Blizzard, Activision. I think improving these kind of things will increase the gold income and the gold rolling, and the more gold rolls, the more gold people will need. Like buying tokens, I think that will increase their income with that in a certain way.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like people who are making gold are not playing the game and paying them, right? It's, you know, these are their customers. You know, from my perspective, it's like the people who use TSM are Blizzard's customers, and I'm trying to help Blizzard's customers enjoy the game more.
Now you say it, I didn't see it in that kind of way, but you're like basically simplify the work for some people that just want to make some nice gold on the side.
Okay. But it's also maybe what it is because it might have been like a low priority thing for Blizzard to fix in the first place, and then when COVID hit and they probably had to restructure a bunch of plans that they had, maybe it just didn't get prioritized in the same way as other things did. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see it in next expansion or something.
Yeah, and I think one interesting sort of perspective, and I know Billis made a really good post on one of the Blizzard forum posts. I'm sure you guys have seen it.
You could not avoid it, that wolf text. So nope. Yeah. Thanks, Billis.
No. Yeah. But one of the good points in there that he made is like, there's, you know, the issue is really like exponential, as in more people using the auction house, like exponentially increases the load because you have more auctions posted, which means more pages you have to search through times more people playing the game. So, you know, if you think about, you know, why is Burning Crusade Classic, why, you know, before the recent changes they made, like why was it so bad compared to, you know, maybe what it was when Burning Crusade launched? And like, I don't know that remembering back to when Burning Crusade and Wrath launched, like the auction house was terrible for like weeks after that. So
it was really bad.
I don't know that it necessarily was worse than that by a whole lot. But there is sort of an interesting argument in there of like, there's more people playing, a greater percentage of the player base are using auction house add-ons than were when Burning Crusade came out. Because like when Burning Crusade came out, you know, just people are using way more add-ons now than they were back then, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, from that perspective, I could see that maybe the load was significantly higher than it was when Burning Crusade launched. But at the same time, I feel like the changes they made don't really make sense in that, you know, to like totally nuke everything is not the right solution there.
No, it's the most easy solution. That's what Blizzard's at the moment.
Band-aid solutions.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
Indeed. I'm talking about the API. A question from Discord from Bayako. When can we expect the TSM API to return?
That's a good question. That's something that we've been working on for a while now. Definitely wish that it wasn't down for so long. Definitely not something that I enjoy seeing it being down, obviously. But it's been sort of a big project getting it up and running again. Really, during this whole time, when Classic came out, we really had to like totally build a new sort of pricing infrastructure to collect those manual scans from the game and generate sort of all the AuctionDB pricing that we otherwise get directly from Blizzard. So mm-hmm. That was sort of a big process. And sort of alongside that, there are other projects we were working on, which, long story short, ended up in us basically starting and building an entirely new sort of backend infrastructure and framework and sort of reconstructing all the stuff that we're doing on the website in that framework and really just getting the pricing stuff working in there was a much bigger project than sort of we originally envisioned, and getting those APIs up is, hopefully going to happen pretty soon. I think we're pretty close to getting something up there, but it'll probably be on our new infrastructure rather than sort of re-enabling the old one, because that's sort of, we're trying to deprecate that at this point just so that we can move everything over to this new system.
Yeah. Oh, so you're working on a new system for that.
Yeah, and this is what's currently providing all of the pricing data for Burning Crusade and Vanilla Classic as well, although actually no one is playing Vanilla Classic anymore, so maybe no one cares about that pricing data.
I think they made a little bit mistake with that kind of idea.
Yeah, recently Blizzard added a public, or to their public API, the ability to pull auction house data for mm-hmm. Burning Crusade Classic, so we can move to that and not rely on user scans. We haven't quite switched over yet because there's enough people playing the game that actually relying on user scans is in some cases faster than pulling from Blizzard. We track, how often prices are updated across the different game versions, and Burning Crusade, our target, I guess, is like 2 hours for retail. We get hourly updates from Blizzard. For Burning Crusade, most of the popular realms get updates more than once an hour. And then there's a tail of realms that maybe no one is using TSM on that get updates less frequently. And then for Classic right now, I think it's like our median update time is like a day or something, because there's just no one doing any scans at all on Vanilla anymore.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising that people just left Classic high and dry to play TBC.
Yeah.
It's kind of expected. When new content comes out, people are going to be like, I want to advance. I want to do all the new stuff, but I mean, I don't want to lose my old character. I just want it to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if people come back to Classic if they, create new realms that start back at zero, basically. Like if that,
they make like another Classic Vanilla.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. I mean, I would think so, honestly, that people would do it again.
You mean a classic?
Yeah, a classic vanilla. Classic vanilla.
Yeah, they add a new realm that like no one has a character on yet and you can't transfer to, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just force everyone to sort of start over.
So a question looking forward, actually, going a little bit into 9.1, we have a little interesting item called the Vestige of Origins as an optional reagent. And Manfius asked a direct question here is that ready? Is it going to be ready for the Vestige of Origins on TSM?
Yeah, so with 4.11, we have all of the optional mat support. There's a few things we still need to fix in 4.11, obviously, which is why it's sort of still in beta. But by the time that releases, optional mats and ranks for Legendary should be fully supported. And I believe it should work exactly the same for any new sort of optional mats that Blizzard adds in 9.1.
Okay, that's cool. That's good.
Question from Gertie from Twitter. Are there any upcoming changes or enhancements that make the add-on more intuitive? Sorry,
more intuitive? Is that what you said?
Yeah, intuitive. Sorry.
Yeah. That's a good question. I think, you know, that's definitely a balance that we always sort of try and strike, is like making things intuitive yet making it super flexible. I think I actually like was randomly reading through some of the discussion right when 4.0 came out, where like in TSM 4, really a big focus was like really revisiting the UI of TSM and trying to make it flow better and a little more obvious, like how you use the thing, and less sort of just scary wall of buttons and knobs and stuff, which, you know, I'm not claiming that it was successful in that necessarily, but I think we at least moved in that direction. But I think, you know, a really good example of like, I guess trying to strike a balance between making things more intuitive and while still sort of enabling some more complex use cases is, you know, adding new sort of custom price functions. So for example, I guess just going back to TSM4, we added all of these like num inventory and all these sort of what I would call non-price sources, which are things that you can use in custom strings that aren't necessarily prices, like how many you have in your inventory, the item level of the item, or its rarity, or things like that. And like, there's a lot of really cool things that people have come up with for that. But at the same time, someone who's just starting with TSM, it's like, that's just one more thing that is there that they have no idea what to do with and is somewhat intimidating.
Well, therefore you have the content creators that will make those things to explain the new people how to work with it, I guess.
Yeah, so I think, you know, generally what I would say is the balance we try and strike is that you can use the TSM UIs as replacements for the default UI and still get value out of it without diving into operations and groups and stuff. And it's like, you know, it's hard to tell how successful that is, because most people, when they download TSM, are Googling a guide, and then, you know, they find someone who's like, oh, here, import this group and all these operations. Then they're like basically diving directly into the deep end there. But really, we try and like make it so that you can open the crafting UI and like there's a craft button and you know what to do with that, right?
Don't you think, by the way, now you're talking about, don't you think that the default price source on the TSM, like when you get it from the package, you open it up and you get the default price, don't you think it's already that complicated because it's hocus pocus for a lot of people?
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
would it not be easy to just put in a fixed gold price so people just understand the basic? Oh, I can put a minimum fixed gold price, a normal fixed gold price, and a maximum gold price. Would that not be easier for them?
Yeah, no, that would definitely be easier to understand. And like, I think one thing that I think do a lot is like when TSM first started, custom strings weren't even part of the add-on. Like everything was a fixed gold price. There were actually drop downs where you could like enter a percent and then select from a drop down to do a percent of a price. But that was like the limit of the customization of what we now call sort of custom strings, or like, you know, your min, max price, et cetera. So that, you know, thinking back to that, it's like that obviously worked and people were still making a ton of gold with that system. And now we have this super complicated system. So it's like, I definitely think there is, you know, to what you were saying, there is a point to be made of like people who are starting out maybe should just think of things in terms of just gold values or simple percentages. I guess at the same time, you know, sort of the flip side of that is we also want someone to just be able to install the add-on and run, click like the run post scan and post against their base group and have things be somewhat sane. And that's sort of trickier to do with like easy to understand prices. So, you know, it's sort of there's definitely a trade-off there. And like having the, like being able to click on posts and have the add-on tell you things and have it look somewhat reasonable is sort of, that's the direction that we're sort of leaning now. But I definitely think there's room that we could sort of simplify the configuration and make that more approachable.
I have two questions that doesn't make for me sense. So maybe you can explain it to me. If I create a new auction operation or open up an auction operation, we start with the normal, and then we go to max, and then we go to minimum, then we go to maximum, and then we go to normal. Why would you not make it like, because I give coaching to people for TSM to learn them how it works. And when I explain how it works, they already start riding a maximum. They think that's the normal one. And then they start at the maximum, at the normal, as the maximum. Why would you not make it like, first start with the minimum window, then with the normal window, and then with the maximum window, like in order in the operation? Why is it different?
Yeah, I think we've actually had both over the lifespan of TSM. I don't know exactly what caused us to switch normal and max. I think, I could see arguments both ways there. And I think, you know, we've obviously flip-flopped on that in the past, I believe. Mm-hmm. So definitely something that we'll probably revisit again in the future. I think the current way I think about it as far as min, max, normal is, you know, you're telling TSM, I want to post between this price and this price, and that's your min and your max. And then you're saying, oh, and if there's none on the auction house, I want to post at the normal price, right? So that's sort of like the flow I think about it in, but I can definitely see how, you know, normally your normal is actually between your min and your max as far as the values. I could see how that would make sense.
I mean, the human nature of way of thinking is we're going to start with A, then B, then C. We're not going to A to C, then B. Right, so I think that's the thing, and I see it a lot of people happening. Like they're already typing in maximum, and then oh, but no, that's not the normal. That's at the bottom. Oh, okay. So
yeah, definitely.
Another question about as well as about what I also always stick my mind is like, okay, so we have DB market, and we have DB region market average. Why don't we have DB region market, or why don't we have DB market average?
That's a good question. I don't actually know where DB region market average came from. When we originally added that, and I guess by we, it was probably me. I'll take responsibility for that. I think that the thinking was it's an average of the market value across the region, more of, you know, versus being like the market value, you know, of the region itself.
So, yeah, but the market value is also an average, right?
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think that could change as well.
I think maybe you should add it in. I think if you're going to change it, then people maybe with customized price sources will get a screw up. Maybe add it
right in.
But what I do myself is I don't type in DB market or DB region market. I just make a custom price. I just call it region or market. So I just wrote, and straight away, simple coding, click, click, and done. But
yeah, and there's a ton of stuff we want to do to make it easier to write custom prices. And this sort of goes back to your earlier question about, you know, just if someone is first starting, then it's very intimidating to look at our current sort of default in an auctioning operation, which is like, I think there are way better ways that we could build. I don't know what this would look like. We've just sort of thrown ideas around. We have nothing really concrete in mind here, but some sort of more intuitive editor where you're like saying it's more walking you through in like either visuals or plain English as far as what you're doing, you know, or even just giving you information on what the price source is as you're typing it out, more sort of contextualized like help as you're building custom strings, I think would go a long way in making that more approachable.
So kind of like recommending what to do based on what you're typing.
Yeah, or even like, you know, at the very basic, if you go into like a Google Sheet and you start typing a function name into the bar, it drops down a little thing that tells you what the parameters are and what they mean and what it does and everything. It does some nice like highlighting to like line up the parentheses and stuff. And I think there's a lot we can do around that to just make it easier to like physically type in the prices and not have to like count the number of parentheses and like scroll through and then, you know, reference what each function actually means and stuff. So I think that could help a lot as well, just to make things a little more
approachable
for newer users.
One of even further beyond 4.11, but something that I remember Jack and I talked about a while ago at this point, a couple of months, I think, is a shorter market value, like a shorter than two. So currently we have the market value that's an average of what, 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. But let's say that we could get it for a week or like 3 days, kind of the way that we can see in TSM. We have like a 3 day, 6 day, 9 day, whatever it is. So like say that mm-hmm. we had a shorter than 2 week average of a market value, because I mean, for especially early on when we have new patches or, you know, new expansions or whatever, a short market value would be really cool, really awesome to have.
Yeah, definitely. That's something that we talk a lot about doing. And, you know, it's like, there's definitely, we don't want to add like a million different prices. And
no, of course, I mean, not yet.
From the perspective of like having to generate that data, it just takes a toll on our infrastructure. And like, we don't want to then send people like 10 megabytes of data of like every price that we think that they might ever want, right? So there's definitely a balance between that and like, you know, as you said, I think there is a real need and a real sort of benefit that could come from a shorter market value or like a DB recent or something.
I think
Undermine Journal calls it recent or some term like that. That's, you know, maybe like 3 days or maybe a week or maybe even, you know, shorter than that. That's definitely something that we're thinking a lot about and something that we're considering doing.
I mean, in a very fast moving market, and I think we're going to see this a lot with the current Shadowlands materials soon in 9.1, a 2 week one will give you a really bad, this is just positive criticism. So what's going to happen sooner or later in 2 weeks or in one, well, how many days is it now? 10 days, right?
Yeah, nine for NA people.
So in the, what I'm going to assume in the 10 days that's going to happen, we're going to have all data from TSM from 2 weeks ago, while the actual market value is way different from what we had. So a 3 day price source would fit in perfectly to pick up that fast movement. Like DBMin buyout is great, but it is too flexible. It's too dangerous in some in most kind of ways. But a 3 day would be perfect for these kind of moments.
Yeah, definitely. And even like, you know, one thing that we've actually done in the past, we probably haven't done for a few years at this point, is we would wipe all of the market values right when the patch hit to sort of start from scratch. But that actually didn't really solve anything because prices were so volatile in the first 2 days anyways that it was just as meaningless. So, you know, yeah, definitely a shorter term, like 3 day or 2 day or whatever, could definitely help with both of those, I think, and definitely something that.
I'm going to be fair. I think that will be the last price source you will ever need in TSM. I think then you cover almost everything. I'm glad, by the way, you guys took out DBMin buyout region, because that really didn't make any sense. However, in a structure like this, it does make sense. But in reality, it it's like it didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like as part of sort of building all this new pricing infrastructure, we were looking at that and wondering what we were thinking when we first added it and sort of what the use case was. And, you know, we put out a post on Reddit, I think, asking if anyone actually used it or cared about it. And no one seemed to really have a strong sort of use case for it or even sort of knew that it was a thing.
DB region min buyout, come on, man. I wanted to keep it.
the question, when can we expect 4.11 to be public?
We're definitely going to keep inviting people to the beta. You know, right now it's available to anyone who signs up for premium, and otherwise you can go to our website and sign up for the beta, and we're sort of inviting people from that sign up list on sort of a first in, first out basis. Mm-hmm. So that will definitely continue, you know, up until we actually launch it and sort of make it a release version. Really the only sort of milestone between now and then is just getting all these last things around ranks and different optional mats worked out, as far as, I think like right now there's just a few things about how we're showing the profit in the queue and a few weird things with tooltips and crafting costs around that we still need to sort of nail down. But I think, you know, it's pretty close. Our goal with the 4.11 beta was that all the functionality is there. There's, you know, a few bugs, as I mentioned, a few, you know, remaining things that we need to sort of clean up, as I mentioned, and then obviously any sort of bugs that people are reporting. So great to get feedback on that. And then, so once we have, you know, all those things ironed out, we'll definitely be releasing it.
Yeah, because it has been a real challenge, right? With all the new systems they implemented to make TSM work with all these different marks, levels, stats. That was really hard for you guys.
I mean, when we started out, we were like, oh, we're going to, you know, just get Shadowlands profession support in. This was like when Shadowlands was first launching. We're like, oh, it's not going to be that hard. We're just going to get something working there and then focus on 4.11, which at the time was mainly like custom themes and dragon groups. And I think there might be one other thing that we might have dropped. But it turned out that really delivering like a good experience for optional mats and ranks like involved a whole rewrite of like how we manage groups, because you now want to group things by item level so that, you know, if you make something at a certain item level that has random stats, like you're crafting that based on the item level more than you are like the specific stats. So you want to sort of group things accordingly. So that required us, you know, to sort of totally redo how we're actually allowing you to group items. And in addition to that, you know, we need to track inventory on that sort of item level granularity so that if you say you want to restock 2 rank 2s of your legendaries, you know, it knows that you have 2 rank 2s versus 5 of all across all the ranks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that turned out to be a much bigger project than we sort of originally realized, and sort of part of why it took so long.
Can't you wait until they dump the entire system next expansion and then you have to remake another one?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think like when they added Transmog, that was when we added the ability, what we call like ignore item variations now in 4.10. And like that was a similar sort of huge sort of rethinking of how groups work in TSM. And like, you know, changing how groups work in TSM is basically changing the entirety of TSM. So it's always a battle to like keep up with these new systems and figure out, you know, how we can support them in TSM without having to rewrite the entire add-on every expansion.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see if Blizzard actually held on to some of the things that they put into professions and didn't want to remake the entire thing. Just put so much they put so much work on themselves that they don't even need to. Like they end up spending so much time on things that could have been way more simple. And then, it turns out to be what we have.
Yeah. Like the whole, I mean, this whole like bonus ID system and everything is, you know, it's crazy to think back to, I guess, when did they add that? Wrath or Kata, I think, or this maybe.
Yeah. Time ago for sure.
Yeah, I was like, before that, items were so simple. You just had one item, and you had like, you know, the of the owl or whatever, but that was about it. And now you know, 10,000 different versions of the exact same item.
Yeah, I think they started adding it in Cataclysm, I think.
Okay,
I think it was around the time that we got the ability to transmog and everything. I don't remember, but either way, it's been here for a while.
I want to thank you guys for making 4.11, because I have to say
the collapse.
Woo!
Well, I'm gonna need to get these claps for my meetings.
I will send it to you. No, thank you first of all for making one of the greatest futures. I love for this is dragging items from group to group. Oh, that's
drag and drops. Hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. It's amazing. I will make sooner or later a post about it or a guide about it, how that works, but that makes work so much easier, first of all.
Those features are always a lot of fun to implement. It's like, because I think it's, I agree, it's like a super slick feature. It's like, once you know about it, it's like super awesome to drag items around. Yeah. And it's like, wow, why wasn't this a thing before? It's, you know, in hindsight, it's obvious that should be a thing, right? So yeah, that stuff is super fun.
Are we getting more possibilities to save different custom themes? Now I can save one, but maybe I want to save another one.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that we would look to do in the future. I, you know, for this initial release in 4.11, you know, we wanted to just sort of get that in place and see what people came up with. But, and you know, we didn't want to build out a whole system right away of like naming your custom themes and having multiple. And we just didn't want to get into that sort of level of complexity before we knew that people would actually, you know, care about the feature, I guess.
Yeah, want to use say.
So yeah, we're, you know, in general, we try and approach things in more of an incremental step, but that's definitely something that, that we will be expanding on in the future if people find it useful.
Jack just wants to know if he can save five different very ugly themes.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Good one. Thank you for reminding me. Another question I have, and I think this is very interesting and important. It's going to be. Most of my goal making is flipping, and data is so important for me. Are we able to, in the future, getting the possibility to rearrange tabs, like in the browser?
You mean like within the TSM window or auction house?
In the auction house, yeah. So I go to the to auctioneer in the browser, but I don't. Maybe I want a separate kind of information, have closer to the buy price or whatever, or I want to rearrange something in it. Is that possible?
You mean within the tables?
Yeah. Sorry,
yeah, the tables. Got it. Yeah. Okay. That's definitely something that we would love to do. I think in general, I'm really happy with how that turned out in 4.10. All those new sort of table customizations, like, you know, you can add and remove columns now.
Yeah, you can slide them. Yeah.
Like, I think I'm really happy with that feature. And I honestly, that's like probably one of my favorite 4.10 features, even though, you know, it's not super
nice.
Flashy.
Yes. Or like, it is awesome. Awesome.
I do hope you guys will put more into that, because the possibilities you have created, but it made me think, like, I would love to see my browser the sell rate. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I see an item, oh, check out the sell rate. Okay, so this is going good with the sell rate. Let me get that as well. Oh, that sell rate went up. Get me that on as well.
You know what would be extra awesome if you could rearrange those tabs, Jack?
Yeah, that's one thing. Like, you can, like, change them. That's what I mean.
Yeah. But like, imagine if we also had, because obviously a lot of people go onto the Under My Journal to see like historical data and whatnot.
Yeah.
So like, let's say that you hover over an item or you add another tab that gives you the option to look at like a graph of how the price has moved up and down over a time.
That's another thing I wanted to ask. Is it ever possible to let the colors change of like a price or as an rate based on the change? So let's say yesterday titanium bar was 100 gold. Today it's 101 gold. So it went up in price. Could we like change the color? Like it says like, it went up from yesterday or it went down?
Yeah, I think that stuff would be pretty cool. I think just to touch back on the tables, like there's a lot of stuff we've done, especially in Ledger, I would say, where like there's a lot of columns that people find, or that we got feedback that would be useful during the 4.10 beta that we added that are sort of disabled by default. And like, to me, as I'm thinking about, you know, as we think a lot about like, how do we add features to CSM without just like making it super like crowded? And like, that's a really good implementation that we've done of to sort of balance that is like, if you want the data, it's there, but it's sort of hidden by default. And we show you the most likely stuff to be useful to you by default. So I think, you know, going back to what you were alluding to on the auction house of like adding sale rate, that's definitely something that we want to do more of in the future, is like allow you to really, if you want to dig into and see more data, allow you to sort of add those additional data points there.
Yeah, because if the sale rate is changing, like it's getting like an item, like the lightless silk, what we now having at the moment, is going up in price and sales. Maybe it's interesting to make the sale rate change in green, like the sale rate is going up, so people know, it's going up. That like in more of a stock market, like you get that information.
Jack. Yeah. What if we could have like a toolbar that was sliding across your screen? So you have like a little line at a, like kind of like, not exactly like Titan panel, but you would have an area that's made for TSM, and then you pick out like five items or something where it tells you oh, it has this price, it's gone up by this percentage, this much gold, or gone down or up. Kind of like looking at a stock. Kind of like
you don't need a tooltip. You don't need a tooltip. Just make a tooltip, I would say, cool too.
No,
I would say like make a bar next to it for that option. How much the percentages it went up?
Yeah. But it's because just
I like the tooltips, but yeah. I always have to hover over everything to get the extra info.
But that's what I'm saying, like without having to hover over it. So yeah, just okay. You can pick a couple items that you want to always follow, right? So it just shows you without having to hover over it. That'd be cool.
I think there'd be a lot of really cool stuff there. There's a lot of stuff sort of related to that we're, you know, one thing that we're working on is sort of a new iteration of our website. And like a lot of that stuff is stuff that we're definitely thinking about there. You know,
okay.
The website is nice because we have, you know, essentially unlimited real estate. And it's like we have a lot better control of what the UI looks like than what we can sort of fit in the game. We also have access to just way more data than we would ever be able to load into the game. Like, you know, we can't load the price, a graph of the price of every item into the game.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
That would just be way too much data. So that's definitely, those sorts of features are definitely something that we really want to implement and something that we're definitely thinking about.
On the website, it's free real estate.
Yeah, exactly.
So, when is 4.12 coming?
Yeah,
is it really coming or are going to do a 5 version then?
No, I think 4 will probably be the last sort of major version. I think I've said this before that I think, you know, TSM4, the sort of structure of it, I'm pretty happy with as far as just how everything works together and just sort of the basic like flow of the UI and how we've sort of, you know, built the different features. I think maybe the one area that I think we could benefit a lot more from a lot more effort being put into it is the task list. I think the task list has a lot of potential to be super powerful as like, I imagine it almost as like a quest log sort of thing where it's like,
you know,
much more like in the background, like here's the things I need to do, like a personal sort of task list kind of thing. Whereas currently in its current implementation, it's like, kind of annoying in some cases of like telling you failed auctions that may or may not be there that we need to solve. And then it's also really good at like the gathering stuff. But even there, I think there's a lot of improvements we could make. So that's
a little tip, by the way, sorry to interrupt you. Make it possible to disable or enable expires. I keep getting these tasks. I just posted something and already get like, character blah, blah, blah expires. I'm like, I just posted it. I don't get it.
Yeah, there's definitely some bugs there that we need to solve.
It's a bug, okay. And, yeah. Because I don't care what if TSM follows my expires. I don't care really a bit about it. Right. I just want to use it for crafting, but maybe make it more a little bit customizable. So maybe some people will really like to follow their posts and they want to enable that kind of thing. But
yeah, I think the current version of task list, you know, I think there's a lot of stuff that we could do better there. Definitely expires is one of them. And cooldowns, I think, is another one where, you know, really it should not be something that is like annoying you about things. It should be reminding you of things that you otherwise would have forgotten about and actually find value in being reminded of.
Yeah.
So I think there's definitely a lot that we could improve on there. And I think there's a lot of really cool sort of functionality we could build around that.
Last question. Are there any things you can tell us that will come up, like you're working on, or some sort of secret project for gold making? Or
let's see. I think I basically mentioned everything that we're working on.
Oh, come on! I know there's something, Sapu. Tell us. I'm hearing it. Give us a little bit of give us a hint or a word at least.
I mean, I think you know. There's. Well, I mentioned like the new desktop app, which will have some pretty sweet.
Ooh.
Functionality to it. That's something, you know, desktop app hasn't changed much in the last 10 years or 8 years or whenever we first made it. And it's like, it's not really designed to be something that you interact with a lot.
No,
and like, you know, that's not really a goal to make it something that you're like constantly, you know, we definitely don't want to be bugging you with stuff out of the game on your desktop with it. It's more of like, you know, it's a bridge between the add-on and our servers and the website. So like there's a lot of new website stuff that we're working on. And there's a lot of add-on stuff they're working on, and like desktop app sort of just sits between those and like silently, you know, shuffles data around in the background. But there is some new functionality that we're looking at with the new desktop app around sort of how we do backups and making that a more, because like I think backups are probably the most valuable or the most, yeah, I would say most valuable thing that people are like explicitly going into the desktop app for, other than just leaving it running in the background. So I think there's a lot of cool stuff that we're doing around that in the new version.
Awesome. Well, then we're going to end the podcast. Aww. Yeah. I needed to do that. Come on.
you got to have another one in there. Okay. Another one.
I need another one.
Yeah.
But is this better? We end it and we're going to cheer?
I mean...
or we're going to do...
Wait, I got this.
Except you. Zensible and I want to really thank you for being on this bonus episode. It was really cool speaking to you because it's the first time I speak to Seppu. I mean...
Yeah, the first time for me as well, yeah.
Mr. TSM, actually.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your team is doing a great job. I think Gumdrops can do a bit more, but no. I'm kidding, Gumdrops. I'm kidding.
Jack is throwing shots.
Oh my God. I just got affiliate. Now I'm going to lose it. Yeah. Oh.
You're gone. You're out.
Anything where they can follow you, by the way? Are you going to stream maybe in the future or something?
Yeah, that's definitely something that I'd like to keep doing. In general, I'm probably most active on our Discord, obviously, and on Twitter. It's probably the best place to follow me.
Yeah. Oh, and if you are on Discord, don't ping him. Don't do that. You will get deleted, and your TSM account will be sold by by some sort of illegal organization. So, no,
you
I'm
will
just
be
kidding.
You will be entered into a crime syndicate, and you won't be able to get out.
How sway? Right. Guys, thank you for listening to this episode. If you liked it, give it a like, give it a follow. Check us out on Twitter. Check out Warcraft Radio. Give us a rating. Oh, and we have a little bit extra news. On the 30th of June, we will be on Real Maintenance with Brian. We got interviewed. We got asked really ridiculous questions, but that's great. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, right? It was an interesting one for sure.
It was interesting for sure. Everybody, thank you for listening. Seppu, thank you again. Zensible, thank you again for the coffee as well. And guys, see you next time.
See ya.